And we're broadcasting our news hour this morning from Racing New South Wales. Joining us is Graeme Hinton. He's the Chief Operating Officer here at Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Graeme.
Morning, Andrew. Welcome to the office.
Mate, it's fantastic. I've had a couple of sips of the Aldi coffee, which I've enjoyed so far. A great level of activity here. I know I've only seen a handful of people, but I get the feeling that there's a lot happening behind doors, you know. But if I open that door that I'm now looking at, there'll be plenty of people in there doing a hard job.
Certainly, that's right. And it's a very busy time of year for us leading into the Everest. Everyone's head down, bum up at the moment, and very keen to get this first one away.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting. As I said to Peter, the Everest has been extraordinary. And now with these last couple of slots to go, who are people going to get? It's the build-up has been unbelievable.
Exactly. It's like the trade period in the basketball or the transfer period in the English Premier League. It's the rumour is as exciting as anything. And I think the next 2 weeks with those couple of slots still to go, that'll be plenty of news to come out of that.
Yeah, it will be come Saturday. I mentioned with Brad Gray just a few minutes ago the Punters Intel app, and I know you've got figures that clearly show people have got an appetite for this sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right. We launched 3 weeks ago, and we were very excited to see 8,000 downloads, you know, almost straight away. People jumped straight onto it, and the feedback was overwhelmingly positive. So what we've asked people to do is to say, look, here is version one of the app. It's out there. The information is brilliant. But give us some feedback. There's a Facebook page we've set up called Punters Intel, and we just say, if you've got any comments, positive, negative, any additional features you'd like to see, jump on that page and let us know your thoughts, because we want to keep developing this over time.
It is a great avenue of information, but I guess there might be someone out there that is looking for something of their own unique thing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We sat down with a lot of punters when we put this together and got that feedback from day one. But that doesn't mean it's perfect. And there's certainly already been some good comments where people have said, hey, can you add this additional feature? And what we find is it's not necessarily about giving them more information. It may be able to get the information to them quicker and highlight the key pieces for them, so that if you're doing your form, you can find out what you're looking for a little bit quicker. You can get through more races and see a lot more out of the app.
There's been so much work done on social media. I was just talking to Brad. The one thing that I think's fantastic is the speed map application that now going into a Wednesday. It's out there on a Tuesday afternoon, and the same for Saturday, that it's available on a Friday. That you know, we talk speed maps on a Saturday with Mike Fraser and the like, but the stewards are now putting out their own.
Yeah, that's right. And it's another piece of information for punters available on the Racing New South Wales website, where you can jump on there. You've now got all your replays, you've got your form, you've got the Punters Intel tool, you've got your speed maps. And we've recruited in Brad Gray and Ray Hickson, two of Australia's best tipsters.
Yep.
If you follow them week in, week out, and I can tell you I do, you end up in front. They're both doing very well. They're free tips. We put them out before most of our meetings now, and we're putting more and more meetings out. So you'll see in there as well a lot of the Punters Intel data come through. So before doing a meeting, Brad and Ray will jump in and say, well, geez, here's some key stats that'll support what I'm tipping here and provide that to the punters.
Yeah, fantastic. This is Racing HQ. We're broadcasting from the offices of Racing New South Wales. Graeme Hinton is with us, Chief Operating Officer for Racing NSW. Graeme, animal welfare, it's certainly something that, for good reason, has been well spoken about. We need to do a lot more, and certainly Racing New South Wales in purchasing a property is moving in the right direction.
That's right, Andrew. It's very, very important for us and very high on the agenda. So we, in 4 weeks' time, we take possession of our property at Capertee, which is just north of Lithgow. Yep. It's 2,600 acres of what we will set up as horse heaven. So the idea is we'll take horses there to retrain them and rehome them out of there. We'll use it as a tourism destination. So you can head up from Sydney and spend the weekend up there.
Right.
Hopefully come home with a horse, but we'll also set it up as a home of champions out of racing. So you might get to see some, you know, future Everest winners or some future Epsom winners that will be based there, and we'll look after them there.
Okay, and that's the main thing that, you know, occasionally people that aren't involved in racing say to me, oh, what happens with so-and-so when it retires? And sometimes you don't know, but this will give them a place that they can go to. But who knows, someone might come along and want to look after them for the rest of their life.
That's right. Yeah, we don't intend on being the final home for the vast majority of these horses. We want to be a training centre and a shopfront.
Yeah.
And the fortunate thing is the equestrian industry in Australia is huge, and the thoroughbred is quite a popular animal in the equestrian world. So we want to take them from racing, retrain them and rehome them. And the vast majority of our horses already go through that process.
Yep.
So our program's there because we gave the commitment we want every horse to be rehomed into a suitable home after they leave racing. And we're there to ensure that happens and provide the safety net for any that otherwise might have fallen through the cracks.
Yeah.
We'll look after them and retrain them ourselves.
Yeah, fantastic. So you get that in a month.
That's right, yes.
Okay, exciting times ahead for that. The punters' intel, where do they go? If people are hoping to improve it for them personally, where do they go to help contact you?
So there's a Facebook page, Punters' Intel.
Yep.
If you jump onto Facebook and you search Punters' Intel, you'll see it pop up straight away. You can also jump on, there's at NSW Punters' Intel Twitter page.
Yep.
Feel free to jump on there and give us your thoughts and feedback.
Okay, so if you've got any issues or any helpful things that might go forward, certainly there are a couple of places to go to. An exciting time to be in thoroughbred racing within the state. The Everest is giving us so much to talk about. So too is the Tab Epsom and the Metrop and everything else on Saturday. The two-year-olds are always intriguing.
Certainly is. It's a very exciting time to be in racing at the moment.
Ron Duffersey's just sent me through a text too. He said, get on with it. You're running late. The other thing that he also said to me was, surely Aldi is a potential slot owner, given the amount of mentions that I've given it in the last 20 minutes.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what comes up in the next couple of years.
Who knows? Thanks a lot, Graeme.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Graeme Hinton from Racing New South Wales.